When you hear that music, you know you're listening to Connect the Dots, where we talk about everything under the sun, under the earth, throughout the universe. And this is your host, Tom Edison, kind of like the inventor, you know, the guy who invented the light bulb. Hey, that's my real name, Tom Edison. I am a 2020 U.S. presidential candidate, a right-wing candidate, doing it the hard way, but that's the only way to avoid running into trouble with the big guys. They don't believe it can be done, but I'm going to try again to prove them wrong. And I'm the only non-political candidate out there. That's why you ought to vote for me. Plus, I've got the solutions to all the problems. Everybody, every other candidate is lying to you about how difficult it is to solve these problems. Everyone in the Congress is lying to everyone, that's right, because they don't have any solutions. And they want to make it like it's oh so difficult, or they don't have enough money. There's so much money floating around, it's falling into the pockets of all the congressmen. Maybe they're not all crooks, but most of them are. Hey, and I'm not going to take that yet, Steve, and I think you all know that already. You know, intelligent Americans, we know that most politicians are crooks. They're do-nothing people that just want to con you into voting for them, and when they get elected, it's a free ride for 4 years. They don't do anything for you. Makes me want to go to another planet. Anyhow, here's... I'm going to start off with something really interesting. Whether you follow me on Twitter or not, it's irrelevant. I go on Twitter to socialize and give my opinions, but I come across some interesting things because I follow some of the tweeters who represent the Galactic Federation of Light. That's right. Our brothers and sisters from other parts of the universe who are here to rescue our human race before the cabal destroys us all with their greed and lust and crazy agendas to get rid of the human population. So anyhow, just as of yesterday, I believe it was, or maybe the day before, an offer was given to the people of Earth. That's right. It's from the Pleiadians. You might have heard of them before. They're our friends. They're good guys, the Pleiadians. Okay? And they're offering, if you have a piece of property with at least a 22-foot square area that's flat, where they can land one of their small craft, they will come and visit you. Get the message out there to them. If you want to, can you believe this? They're volunteering to meet with human beings. And they're not here to abduct you. They're here to make a connection with you, to be friendly, offer their friendship and love to us, the human beings on planet Earth. That's right. So if you have a piece of property, by hook or crook or by every way, any way you can think of, telepathically or just praying or whatever, just put your thoughts out there that you would like to, assuming you'd like to meet the Pleiadians, put the message out there and they will come visit you on your property, you know? Obviously, you need, you know, a certain amount of land. And from what I picked up, 22 feet. By 22 feet is the minimum they can land in. But I guess they're using a circular craft. But, hey, this opportunity is now. It's happening now. And you're hearing it first on PBS Radio, on my show, Connect the Dots. That's right. I'm connecting the dots to you right here. Imagine the opportunity of getting... Pleiadian, one of our brothers and sisters from humanoid brothers and sisters from other parts of the universe, the Pleiadian. sky and see the seven sisters or the stars that comprise the Pleiades. Sometimes it looks like 10 or 11 stars, but they're willing to land on your property and meet with you if you have the nerve to do it. And basically, these are friendly humanoid. They look just like us, pretty much. And they're willing to meet with you now. So don't pass this opportunity up. I mean, it's here. It's now. And sounds like a safe meetup. It's going to be on your property. And go do it. Go do it. This is real. But if, you know, you can do your own investigation. Go on Twitter and start following the people who represent the Pleiadians. Key in the word, Pleiadians. Key in the word, Cobra Intro 1. It's a very informative site. And basically, I put forth the proposition on Twitter that there was a statement made by Cobra Intro 1 that it was going to be that if 12,000 enlightened people were to meditate on something, good things could transpire, but only 12,000 people. So I put forth the suggestion that perhaps kind of like a rock concert event could be organized. We're geared for enlightened people. Those of us that have already connected with the hidden reality, or just know about it and want to, and our hearts in place to do it. And I'm putting forth the suggestion. So if you're listening to my voice here, and you're on planet Earth, and you have any connections to set up concerts or something like that, I think this is a good venue for us, the human race, to participate in. Because the more connections, the stronger the connections we can get with the rest of the universe, the quicker we'll end all this insanity that the Cabal, as the Galactic Federation calls them. We know them as the bankers, the corporations, and the ruling families. Or the New World Order, possibly the European Union. And before they ruin it any further than they've already ruined life on Earth, you know, the people behind the chemtrails, the people behind the GMO foods, the people that put the fluoride in the water, the people that manipulate the weather to make you suffer, the people that are looking to microwave you to death with the 5G network when it comes online. And that's a serious thing. Something I saw, unless you just got back from the moon, for the last, I believe, 13 weeks, the people in China, the students in Hong Kong, have been protesting against the Chinese government looking to take more of their rights away. And this has been going on for 13 weeks, a battle between the protesters and the police. And, of course, China's contemplating whether they're going to send in their military and, I guess, slaughter everybody. Who knows what those Chinese do. But regardless of that, the protesters have been going on for 13 weeks, and there was a video out there that they were really getting taking action, and they were cutting down the facial recognition towers that are all over Hong Kong. You know, Chinese government, they do this everywhere. They want to monitor their people to no end. And they had facial recognition cameras up on every corner, and they were taking, I guess they were using the Sawzall or something, and they were cutting down these bowls with the cameras on them. And they're all wearing masks, of course, you know, so they won't be identified. But this is what's going on. So, you know, when they start microwaving you to death in your own neighborhood, you might think of taking out a Sawzall or a chainsaw or something and cutting down the pole that has the transformer on it in front of your house, because are you just going to sit by and let them microwave you to death 24/7 while you're sleeping? There is no escape from this, you know, unless you shield your whole house with aluminum. You better stock up on aluminum sheets, because I don't know if the foil alone will do it, but this is happening now. This is a direct assault upon Americans, and government is not doing a thing. I guess they've been sufficiently bribed to play dumb, even though they don't have to play. They basically are dumb. I hate to say it. Sure, I'm running for president. I'm insulting the whole Congress. Well, why not? Because you need to be told, really, that you guys, like, you know, you sold the American people out, with a few exceptions. Most of you have. I guess the last real person in Congress was Ron Paul, but he's gone now. Fortunately, his son is not a chip off the old block. He's a whatever, questionable. Hey, come on, how good can he be if his neighbor beats him up? In outrage. Yeah, that's really it happened. I forget, I don't know much of it happened, but it kind of says a lot right there. So anyhow, these young students in Hong Kong are showing us what we have to do to save ourselves. Like, they're taking actions to save themselves now, because they're dealing with a ruthless government. Our government isn't that ruthless, but the Congress is so brain dead and overly bribed, they're going to allow the corporations, the bankers, the New World Order, and the ruling families to start not killing us while we sleep, microwaving us to death. I mean, look it up, 5G is dangerous, it's proven, it's a health hazard. And nobody in the government is talking, and just like the news media, nobody wants to talk about it either, the news media. Of course, news media is controlled by the New World Order. Just like, same day, have stuff going on up in England, you know. It was 3 years ago, the people voted for Brexit, it's called. They want to leave the European Union because they realize that, you know, this isn't good for them. They're better off as an independent country. But the British government, the UK, United Kingdom government, Parliament, many of the people in Parliament have been doing everything possible to try to stop it from happening, because they don't want to lose the European Union, the EU bribe money. And that's what it's all about. And for most of these pathetic people, they get into government, it's all about riding the gravy train and never getting off, and just taking the bribe money and pretending to do something. And they're not even willing to give the people what the people voted for, a public referendum to leave the European Union. And they are just coming up with every trick in the book to try and trick the people to agree not to leave the European Union. They're lying through their teeth. They're making up all kinds of make-believe things. And the big broadcast company in Britain is the BBC. And they're even more biased than CNN. They won't even allow an alternative opinion. They only put people on that want to remain in the European Union. They don't want to tell who, they don't hear anything about the good reason to leave the European Union. And meanwhile, they've allowed the migrant invaders to come in and destroy their country, get on the welfare system and all that other nonsense. And the poor working industry would have to pick up the tab for a lot. Plus, they're stifling free speech. If you say something that the government has said you can't say, they're going to come and arrest you for just saying something that they say, well, you can't criticize the migrants and stuff like that. Like, what? Are you out of your mind? That's how bad it is there, but they're working to make it just as bad here in the USA. And, hey, this is a call-in radio show. This is PCB. The number is 888 Station 1, Connect the Dots. It's a 10 p.m. show on Saturday. All the listings on BBS are Pacific time. So if you say it PT, it means Pacific time. I'm doing the show from the Eastern time zone, ET time. Eastern time zone, which is 3 hours different. So I'm into Sunday already. I mean, my show starts at, one a.m. in the morning on a Sunday. I mean, that's what it is at me. When I pick up the microphone and I start talking now. Well, this is an educational show, and believe me, I just started. You know, school is restarting now. Graduation was a couple of months over, but this story needs to be told. You know, how the dark forces, you know, we have so many names in the deep state. Like I said, the Galactic Federation calls them the Cabal. And we know them basically as the Crooked Bankers, the Crooked New World Order, and the ruling families. these are the ones that have control of us. They mock us to our faces. And let me give you a reason. We all know that stupid thing called the graduation cap. Eh? You know, I used to wonder, man, why did somebody pick such an ugly thing for people to put on their heads? It doesn't make you look good or anything. It makes you look ugly. And, why is it so stupidly made? You got this skull cap with a cardboard square glued to the top of it, and they want you to wear it with the point facing forward. Now, see, this is how they're mocking you to your face. When you study ancient history of Earth, I mean, going back beyond written history, you have to go back to the Sumerian clay tablets to find where it all started. The main group we can blame is the Anunnaki, the beings from the so-called 12th planet. There was a book out, The 12th Planet. Very informative. You'll find out that this group, the Anunnaki, race of Anunnakis, have been on our planet for the last 45,000 years, that's right. The last 145,000 years, and it's in the Sumerian clay tablet records, okay? This isn't digital records that can be altered. These are clay tablets, and there's many more that haven't been deciphered, but what they deciphered already is that this Anunnaki from this other planet that comes into our solar system, once every 3,600 years, it's been estimated. They take off in the rocket ships from their planet and land on our planet. So when they showed up originally, all the primitive people here thought they were the gods. And once they found that out, they started pretending to be the gods. And they began, about 300,000 years ago, they began to control the human race and subdue us and use us for slave labor, alter our DNA, and all kinds of nonsense like that. Now, their number that they had significance in was the number 8, which is divisible by 4. For you who don't understand mathematics. And this number would be prominent in depictions of them on the clay tablets. And these are really ungodly beings, really. They don't understand who the real God is. They've heard of him, but they love to play God, which makes them ungodly in that sense. And in order to, when you understand, a lot of the information has to be correlated here. I've done a lot of research to come up with this information. conditions, believe me. And it's a known fact. And you wanted to find the fact, well, you go searching for it. Okay, how about that? Or call in. Maybe I'll give you a clue how to find it. It's a known fact that the universe is a very, very orderly place. It's got the mother wheels of energy that are manipulated by consciousness. And there are, everything connects to everything. And there's a small reference to this in the Bible, for those of you who read the Bible. One of the books talks about the four living creatures. Well, it turns out the four living creatures, this isn't explained in the Bible, by the way. It's explained in other books that came after it. The four living creatures are the ones who set up the directions. You do it consciously. They're that powerful. And we call it the cardinal directions. East, west, north, south. Okay. Now, this is how the universe is all connected to the cardinal directions and the mother wheels of energy, which have sub-wheels of energy, and et cetera, et cetera. And everything is connected to each other, and everything is moving like clockwork, like all the wheels in a grandfather clock. So anyhow, back to the directions. So if you wanted to, we've heard of these people, the rebels, the ones, the anti-God creatures, the ones that want to play God themselves, the ones that want to set up their own kingdoms, anti-God kingdoms. So if you wanted to get away from the universe, and the universe is connected to the real God, single source of all there is, if you wanted to get away, have the least interaction with the real God so you could set yourself up as the false God, you would want to be as far away from the cardinal directions as possible. And for those of you who are not good at mathematics and geometry, east, west, north, south. So if we use the square to represent east, west, north, south, and each one of those sides of the square would be a cardinal direction. So in order to get farthest away you can possibly get, and a square has 90-degree angles, for those of you who are not aware about degrees, that's right. Each right angle of the square, it's a 90 degrees, it's called. It's a standardized reference. Okay? If you don't understand geometry, a right angle is a 90-degree angle, it's called. So, as far as you can get away from a 90-degree angle is 45 degrees. So what these false gods have done and these anti-god devils have done, and the Anunnaki falls into that category along with other beings, they took another square and shifted it 45 degrees. So all of their 90-degree angles are 45 degrees out of kilter with the cardinal directions. And this has become their mark of control. So when you put on that stupid-looking graduation cap and you're told to point, the point should be in front of your face there, you're symbolically representing, aligning yourself with the false gods, because this is their recognition. This is their marker. And they put it on temples and buildings. Did you know that the famous Mecca is just about 45 degrees out of kilter with the cardinal directions? What does that tell you? I mean, of course, it's of known record that the place was used by false god worshippers long before the Islamic people took over. And it's a false god temple, you know? And the fact of how it's set up in relation to the cardinal directions proves that. And you can stop these get rid of these graduation caps, because first of all, they got the skull cap as representing that we have control of your mind, and then we're connecting that control with the 45 degree out of kilter to the cardinal direction square, our square, our control square. So we're talking about double control there. And they trick you all into wearing this, because none of you understand that the 45 degrees, positioning out of kilter with the cardinal directions is the mark of the false gods. They're mocking you. They tricked everyone to put on these stupid graduation caps that identify you as a controlled idiot. Okay? And you're being fully controlled. You're being fully controlled by their school systems. They don't teach you in school. They brainwash you. They teach you just enough so you can go out there and do the chores for them. And that's what all the societies of the world have been duped into. So I'm recommending that whoever listening to my voice, if you're in America, start talking about this in high school. Start talking about it in junior high school. Start talking about it in college, to get rid of these stupid caps with the anti-God markers on them. They're mocking you to your face, and you just don't realize it. Just like with the chemtrails, you know? We all, the private scientific people have investigated. They're loading them up with poison and insect DNA, and they're getting you to breathe it in by spraying up there, right in your face, every day, and nobody is doing anything about it. And they got to be laughing their ass off on this one. And nobody has the guts to challenge this. I mean, I'm in the United States here, so the most powerful military in the world. How are we allowing planes without markers on them to fly around and poison our air? Isn't there anybody in the military that has the guts to stand up to this insanity? And if the people at the top, the generals, are not standing up and not notifying the president that this is an assault on our country, how can they allow this to go on? Is the bribe money that big, or are you really being sophisticatedly mind-controlled? And if you're second in command, you might be thinking that, hey, the commander is being mind-controlled, and I need to relieve him of command, but something has to be done here. You know? Chemtrails are a mock. They're mocking you to your face. So what are you going to do about it? The same thing's happening with the 5G. The scientists are warning everybody, this is going to be a health hazard epidemic, and nobody is standing up to it. Nobody in government. No, sirree. They're going to allow the corporate controllers, the New World Order, to create genocide here in America and in every other country around the world where they set this 5G up. Come on. Your life is being challenged. They're mocking you to your face, and it's the same story again. What are you going to do about it? Well, you better do something, and I pointed out earlier, well, the kids in Hong Kong are doing something about it because they've had enough, and they realize that, you know, governments don't listen to reason. I mean, that's why I run for president. Maybe I could wake everybody up. I mean, I certainly know the solutions. I have the authority to address all the issues. As a citizen, I don't have any authority to address anything because I'm just left out of the situation. You know, until other people are taking care of it. You know, other people that do nothing. Other people that wouldn't know how to order breakfast at a diner are in charge of these things. Well, these are all serious issues. I mean, here we are in America. Are we going to sit here and allow them just to kill us slowly and do nothing? I mean, are we that, has everyone been turned into sheeple? You know, people would act like sheep are sheeple. You know? The joke used to be couch potatoes. Well, the couch potatoes have mutated into sheeple. They're one and the same at this point in time. Well, let me just tell you, that's a bad situation we got going now. And for God's sake, anybody in junior high, high school, or college, please start passing the word around. Get rid of these caps and gowns unless you want to parade around in a clown costume that's identifying, it's saying you're under the control of the anti-God creatures, you know, devils, whatever you want to call them, you know. But that's the symbolism for anti-God. The 45-degree angle, the square set out of kilter 45 degrees in the cardinal directions. And I think I've said enough on that. You know, like I said, this is an educational show. Hey, it's a call-in show, too. I keep asking the Pleiadians tweeters and the other Galactic Federation tweeters. You know, I guess I ask them to call into the show. I don't understand what's the problem. Are you afraid to make a telephone call? Really? I know you're concerned about losing your secret identity or whatever, but there's ways to do it.
Sean, you've heard from him before. Here he is again, Sean, on line 3.
Caller on the line. Caller, hey, tell us your name, caller.
It's Sean. It's Sean Newsom. What's up?
Hey, Sean. I don't know if you've been listening to the show when I'm talking about.
I have not. I've not been listening to it tonight, unfortunately, because I'm a bit busy, but I wanted to give you a few minutes and see what you're talking about, and I'd love to hear about it.
I just got done talking about it, but it's worth talking about it again. Are you still in high school, or did you graduate?
I did graduate this year.
Did they make you put on that stupid cap with the skull cap
got
with
the
square on
threw
the top
it up and everything?
Tackle?
Yeah. It was a fun graduation ceremony. We got to have it at the high school, at you know the one that with at Paradise High School with the town burned down and stuff. And it was really cool. It was a really awesome ceremony. We had some really amazing guest speakers that came too, and it was really moving.
Are you going to be going to college this semester or what?
Yes, I am actually going to a community college nearby to save some money because it's actually free for residents in the area. So I'm going to go there. Get my general ed out of the way and then transfer to a 4-year.
Well, anyhow, what I was just talking about was that ridiculous looking skull cap with the square piece of cardboard glued on top and the tassel. It's the New World Order, the controllers of our world. They're mocking you to your face because when you ship a square where the point sticks out forward, it's like 45 degrees out of a normal looking at a square. 45 degrees is representing 45 degrees away from what's known as the cardinal directions. And if you do research on the entities who try to represent themselves as false gods or fake gods or devils or satanic organizations, they have picked the number 8, and they have they want to be as far away from the real God and the real universe. The real universe is based on the cardinal directions. Everything that revolves around in sync on wheels across around the universe is in sync with the cardinal directions. So when you shift a square 45 degrees out of kilter, which is as far as you can get away from the cardinal directions, if you know anything about mathematics, that's been the marker that the dark side has taken up. So, and they control all the public education systems now, and they came up with this idea, let's mock these kids out severely and make them wear this ridiculous-looking cap, which is symbolic of our anti-God stance, our self-proclamation that we're the gods and we control you. And it's a mockery. Unfortunately, nobody knows the knowledge that, that points this out. So what I was saying that anybody who's going to be attending school this year, and you're going to a junior college, you said, start talking about it on campus. Like, let's get rid of this ridiculous hat because there's symbology connected to it that the dark side is controlling us, and it's a mockery to us. And, you know, get something more attractive, you know. And you can still do the same thing with the tassel and stuff like that. But this skull cap with the piece of cardboard with the point going forward, it's mockery. I'm sure that's all new to you, but I just had to tell you. And I'm trying to start something that people start complaining about and realize that the people who control society, they're mocking you to your face, you know. That but because you're unaware of the symbology related to this. And people ought to study symbology because there's a lot of other things that they, you know, that the same symbology is a representation of Washington, D.C. You ever see a map of Washington, D.C., Sean?
I have, yes.
Yeah, well, you know that the streets are all 45 degrees out of kilter from the cardinal directions, you know. I always had wondered, like, why would you do this, you know? Well, it was done on purpose because it was from the initial setting up of Washington, D.C., the powers to be, the world controllers, wanted to put their mark there to show that they were going to control Washington, and the world controllers control Washington now. And it was set up, and they're mocking us to our face right there. Like, you stupid people, don't you realize that's why we set the whole city out of kilter with the cardinal directions? Because that's our marker of control. And you can't prove to me that Washington isn't controlled. I mean, really. So let me ask you something, Sean. So do you guys, in school, do you ever talk about the chemtrails in the sky?
No, I'm not really taking any environmental classes. It's mostly just like prerequisite classes like math and English. And I'm taking.
Oh, yeah, it's not a class. I'm saying, like, you must be. You go outside, right? Yeah, you must have looked up in the sky and seen these trails of clouds that just hang up there all day, right?
I've heard a few people mention it. Yeah.
Well, I'm sure if you won't have to go too many days to just start looking up when you're outside, and you'll see they do a patchwork in the sky. They'll do the tic-tac-toe. They'll have the whole sky with 50 chemtrails all over the place, and sometimes you'll actually see the planes. There'll be five or six of them laying these squares up there. And the scientists have been squawking about this for a long time because they've done the research, and they're loaded with poisons. And you got to wonder, what's the logic to this? Because eventually it trickles down, and you get to breathe it in. It's loaded with aluminum, some radioactive particles, insect DNA, and all kinds of bad things. And you guys ought to be talking about this because if you're unaware about it, you know, you're slowly being poisoned. And it's crazy. How can this be happening in America? You know, it's just damn crazy. Plus, this is part of the problem too with the trees dying, because when these particles break, come down the ground, not only are you breathing them in, they go into the soil and they clog the roots on the trees, and a lot of trees are dying from the inside out now. And then you deprive the trees of rain because they manipulate the weather. All this is going on, and there's not enough people complaining. Hey, are you aware of what's going on in Hong Kong with the students protesting?
I was not aware, no.
Oh, well, you got to get that. Right, you're never going to get it on mainstream media. They want to pretend those things are not happening. So we're going on for 13 weeks in Hong Kong. The government is trying to take away more of their rights. They want to make some stupid law that they can just arbitrarily pick you out of a crowd and say, you're a risk to our, you're a terrorist, falsely accuse you and then drag you out of Hong Kong and put you in a prison up in Peking. This is what they want to do. They wanted to make a law that said they had the right to do that. Just arbitrarily walk around and look at somebody and say, oh, you're guilty. We have to arrest you. Can you believe this? So they've been protesting for the last 13 weeks, and it's gotten violent. And now they're cutting down the facial recognition poles with sawzalls and other things, and pulling them down with ropes because the kids have had, you know, these are college kids, and they've just had it with the government trying to suppress them into a total terrorian state. But that's what's going to be happening with the 5G. You know, they're going to be putting broadcasters up in front of everybody's house, and then they're going to turn on the juice, and it's already been proven that this is a real cancer-causing thing. So you guys ought to be talking about this stuff with college, because youth culture can organize when you have a large college crowd, whereas regular people won't. Everybody's off in their own little world, pretty much in the regular world, you know. People go home, they watch their favorite shows and stuff like that. But there's no organization politically. The only place it can happen, actually, is on a college campus or even in high school. So I just gave you some things to look at. So who do you think, of all the presidential candidates, who do you think is the one that's going to help the American people at the best?
I was watching the Democratic election, or the Democratic debate, actually, I think that Mr. Delaney would actually possibly be a good candidate. I believe Tim O'Ryan was one of the other ones that I was quite interested in. I didn't like a lot of them, but there were definitely two of them that stuck out in my mind, just due to their economic policies. I liked them better as compared to the other ones.
Hey, let me ask you this. Did you go to my website, 2020presidenttomedison.com?
I did, yes. And we can always just write you in for a vote, correct?
Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome.
Well, one of the key things I'm saying in there, if you can remember, but I'll help you remind you what's on my site, I'm interested in introducing the new economy where we don't need managers, where the workers manage themselves and everybody gets a percentage of the profit. So there's no waste going to corporate executives who do basically nothing. And that's the new economy. And we need to start, start all our enterprises. We need to shift over to this new economy, something that's fair to the workers. And the people who do the most work should make the most money, not the other way around, as it is now. The people who do the least work make the most money. So I think that's a good way to be fair to people. And then also, I talk about college kids taking over some of the duties and getting paid an hourly wage of the government to make the government smaller, because most of the government needs...
All right, I got an idea here, folks. You want to know how to jumpstart a real economy?
Tell us.
You ready?
Yeah.
All right, you take half the money that goes into welfare and you abscond with it. You take it. You food stamps, whatever, you take it out of the system. And you roll that into job bureaus, and you make it a federal mandate that the federal government, it's part of its duty, and it might even set up a new cabinet, like Marianne Williamson wants the Cabinet of Peace. Great, Department of Peace. Well, here we have a Department of Jobs where it's the federal government's job to find you a job. In other words, it's your right to have a job.
I'll tell you the truth.
Now, hold on. Now, here's the kicker.
States are doing that already. Did you know that?
Right,
like, well, I only can really speak for New York, if you don't
right,
have a job,
it's your right.
That they will help you get a job.
Right. But I would, I'm taking it a step farther. I'm saying it's your right. It's your constitutional, let's say, or amended right, but it's your right to have a job provided for you. Now, what does that do to your economy? And how does that shift the welfare industry into growth? Right. What you want is satisfied people that want to, most people still, even today, to be quite honest, they want to be proud of what they earn, and they want to earn it. And, you know, we can solve a lot of the problems, like there have been many countries that have solved the problem of homelessness. Folks, that's not a toughie to solve.
Yeah.
It never has been. America's a little backwards. It is, in so many respects, because it's in an empire-building mode, and that means it's pharmaceutical giants and chemical giants, and, they're all colluding to build this empire and yet remain respectable.
We know what's going on.
Right.
But back to my website, another important point that I bring out that nobody ever talks about is the fact that the best job creation is go back to manual labor. And because I've been a manual labor person my whole life,
that may never happen.
I know from experience.
Yeah, but we're moving into a tech industry.
Things can be done.
If I can get a robot that's going to do it better and cheaper, if I can get a robot that's going to do it better and cheaper than you, I'm using it.
Hey, but I'm saying,
I'm going
to
use it.
I
mean, I'd be stupid not to. No business person would remain in business if he didn't roll with it. But, and it's coming. But regardless, here's the thing. That's why I'm saying the government has to move into some form of an arena where it guarantees you a job. Now, granted, three strikes, like if you get canned from three jobs, then maybe you go into a review and you go, it starts to, there's a process, but again, they're going to go out and get you a job. They're going to find you a job. Why? Because it's your right to have one. Now, that's a whole new concept that if I were president, Donald Newsom, same spelling as Gavin, I think we are related. I don't want to go into why, but similar family line. I'm not quite as liberal leaning, but I am as radical. I think that the government can step out a little, and they could give every single American a job. And that would change, by the way, the immigration laws, because people would want to be legally landed here to be guaranteed a job. Guaranteed a job. But they got it. They got it. They got
to
legally be here.
Now
we should make those laws a little laxer. I'm all for making those laws laxer. More people can enjoy
that. The government, when they put out contracts, only the rich, wealthy companies who have money already get to bid on the contracts. And so the price of doing it things like skyscrapers, you need big companies. But there's all those other things out there that can be done cheaper with manual labor.
Right.
And
well, the problem is that
manual labor doesn't have a chance.
In the late 1940s,
the
secrecy issue.
Bid on the contract.
Yeah.
But you have to put money up front.
It's a problem. We have a problem with that in our government. And that's all, by the way, due to secrecy. In other words, and that's what Kennedy, was all about and what he tried to espouse. But really, there's a secrecy aspect that involves our government, where they feel they can now lie to you, manipulate you, and straight out lie to you and manipulate you and take your money for whatever they feel
they know they can get away with.
They
That's
desire.
Why they're doing
they, yeah, it's a little bizarre. And it's unfortunate to me. I mean, I don't know how else do you look at it. It's a little bizarre, but we are in the throes of that. You know, government is not wise with our money. It's never been wise with our money. It's never going to be wise with our money. But that's by the way, that's why I'm a conservative. And everybody says, "Hey, we got to pay for everybody's health care," and I'm like.
First of all,
do?
That's not even really healthcare.
You mean,
I know that.
I got to actually
pharmaceutical
pay
medicine
for everybody's health. And then, we got to pay for everybody's living standard. I do. And you know, it's like, I
hey,
do.
And
I got to pay for all your retirement benefits and your Social Security.
Tell us what you would do as president.
Right? But
if I was president, what would I do?
Yeah, tell us what you would do.
Come on, guys, quiet down. If I was president, I would probably actually, that's a good question. I think the first thing that I'd address as a president is, actually, I don't know. Probably economic policies. I'd address those first. I think we should instill more capitalistic ways to advance the nation. And then the next thing I'd do is I would probably upgrade border security as well. And I'm not sure from there, to be honest.
Okay. Hey, let me just...
But unfortunately, I do have to go. I'm sorry to cut this short, but I do have some business to attend to. I'm sorry.
Hey, Sean, hey, you got to tell us what you would do if you were president. So
yes.
I wish you luck in your college endeavors. And, hey, call in anytime.
All right. Be here next Saturday. Have a good one, Thomas.
You too.
Bye.
Okay. Good night. And, wow. Did everybody get an earful of what's going on with government? But I wanted to just go back to what's on my website that nobody else has. We have all these phony organizations that taxpayers are paying for, like the FDA. They are a worthless, bribe-taking organization. And how about the CDC, another one? Center for Disease Control? Well, you know what? The problem is that these organizations are chain-of-command structures, and all the manipulators of the world have to do is bribe the people who run these organizations, and they can have everything their way. Now, this is how I see college kids being important. All these worthless organizations that are under the guise of the federal government need to be replaced with college student scientists. Because if you had every college student scientist, the ones that take up the science courses, working on the cures, real cures for diseases, working on real science relating to everything from food to water to et cetera, the world players, the ruling families, could not possibly get to bribe everyone in college. So we would finally get some real science being presented, because the way we have it now, they're all chain of command situations, and the people at the top get bribed, and then they dictate what the outcome of any scientific investigation is going to be before it's even done. And they manipulate the facts and the figures, and there's so much proof to this. It's unbelievable. You know, the FDA has to approve things. Well, it's all, if you pay the right amount of bribe money, you'll get your product approved. Regardless, all the rules will get bent, and there's no real science behind any of it. You know, the Food and Drug Administration doesn't even do their own testing. That's what a phony organization it is. There's the first one to go, and anything related to food and drugs and vitamins and stuff like that and real herbal medicines would be handled on a college level by thousands and thousands of scientifically geared college students that would all be doing hundreds and hundreds of tests, and it would be beyond the scope of bribery. And that's why it's an important fact, the way to deal with things. Every organization that fails to serve the public needs to be replaced by college students doing the real research without being bribed, because there would be too many to be bribed, so we would get some real science done then. And we wouldn't have the chemtrails flying. We wouldn't have the 5G going online. We wouldn't have the fluoride in the water. We wouldn't have any reason saying things that were being, or the GMO foods that were being subjected to. That's the route that has to be taken. Plus, many important issues need to be done with a referendum-style government. They have to be put on the agenda, you know, whether you can start it out with one a week or something like that. Hey, that would mean a four-year presidential term. I could get at least 200 things that the public would have the right to vote on. And because the politicians need to trust them. I mean, it all sounded like a good idea back in 1776. Yeah, let's start a republic, and the representatives will make the laws and stuff. Okay, but it's gotten out of hand now. Republics really don't work anymore because there's too much money floating around to bribe everybody and with the telecommunications and the easy access to get to people via the electronics and stuff. Republics don't work anymore because people can't be trusted. That's it. You know, with a referendum-type government, you have millions of people voting on an issue. You can't bribe millions of people. That's why it goes beyond bribery and eliminates the bribery. And whatever little money it takes to set up the machinery to run these elections once a week or something like that, we can start off easy once a month. Of course, you know, the politicians won't like this because they want to hold the system in place the way it is. As crooked as it is, they want to keep it that way because that's how they get their bribe money, and that's how they get their rich. And we're sick of this crap, you know. It doesn't make any sense. Plus, they're making so many stupid decisions. They're helping destroy the human race, and they're that stupid that they think that they're going to escape with the insanity they're creating. Of course, yeah, there's the underground cities. I've mentioned this before. Last count I had, there's like 131. All right, so anyhow, tell your friends to call in next week. Tell your friends to listen, because this is the show where you'll get more important information than you ever believe. It's educational. Hey, do you know one last statement here? Do you know there's a race called the Ebbing? And we started dealing with them back in the 1960s, and they're the ones who gave us the particle beam weapons. Isn't that convenient? I'm telling you. That's the first thing governments always want out of the extraterrestrials. Give us the weapon. Give us your most powerful weapon. Well, isn't that wonderful? So anyhow, we're getting down to the end of the show. I'm going to do the countdown, and I'd like you to do a bit of a zero, and you're going to hear the music, my music, at the end of the show. And if you want to hear more of my music, the CD Baby link is on BBS Radio. Click on the name of my show, Connect the Dots, and you'll take it right to the CD Baby link, and you can find out 29 seconds of each of my musical songs that are available. Just a nobody. Gotta be somebody, or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't wanna be no John Doe. I don't wanna grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody, or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here, took my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas.
And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't want to be nobody's slave. I don't want to join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Stand without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look, cause I caught their eye.